weird stuff in here. What is that? No, that's not the smell I'm smelling.
This is a tea. This is a tea that I'm drinking. It's called Liquid Urinal Cake.
I always feel like Greg Jake is watching me. Can't get no privacy. Whoa. I always feel like Greg Jake is watching me. He just let me be.
What is that? From a desk in the Yay Network Studios, where an actual radio show happens. It's the Greg and Greg Show with Greg. And, of course, Greg. Take it away, Gregs.
What up? It's the Greg and Greg Show. I'm Greg Jake.
I am Rockwell. Is that his name, or is it Maxwell?
It's one of the two.
It's one of the two.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on right now.
I don't know what's going on. Jenna's covered in blood and
Jenna
tree
from
bark.
The Big Show is running around in a bathing suit.
And Max is there.
Fake blood, don't worry.
Okay, I was worried.
Period blood.
Period piece.
Thanks, Claudia. That was weird. We'll have to get a picture of her before she goes.
Yes.
So we can post that in there. Mm. That's just, I don't know what's going on. Mm. It's really weird. It's a weird day today because it's 2 o'clock in the p.m. in Central Time.
Mm-hmm.
Jenna's still here. She's covered in blood running around in a bathing suit. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure that I saw JC walking around in a fireman's outfit a few minutes
yep.
ago. I just saw Big Al walk back through the door.
In scrubs.
Josh Fortuna from the Infinite Agency is walking around like the Bic logo.
Yes.
How'd that work out for you this morning? Yeah?
Have you seen Flip yet?
I've not seen Flip.
Okay, Flip is the Little Caesars mascot.
Okay.
Nancy is Rosie the Riveter.
Okay.
You got Carly, who is Wendy's, the Wendy's logo.
Naturally.
Mm-hmm. And then...
her red blown-out hair.
Willie Beeman, Steamin' Willie Beeman, is dressed up like Don Pelham.
It's such an inside joke, but it's hilarious.
He's got the sunglasses. Although he didn't shave, he did wash himself in that stuff that Don
yeah.
puts on.
Yeah.
And he does have the sunglasses, the
that
DP sunglasses.
Hilarious.
I wish he had dyed his hair blacker, though.
Yeah.
Mm.
So funny. What's Jonathan dressed as? I saw him walking around
in
a suit.
Oh, he was Don Draper, but it's just Jonathan in a suit.
Right, yeah, it's just Jonathan in a suit.
Yeah.
See, he needs to go the route that I would take for Halloween, where it's like I would wear the suit,
mm-hmm. but also have the teeth and the
you
mullet.
You gotta get some Bubba teeth and a mullet. Hey. Then you're not Jonathan in a suit. You're yeah. just some dude with Bubba teeth and a mullet in a suit.
In a suit, yeah. But you're still just some dude in a suit.
Yeah. You're awesome in a suit,
mm-hmm.
but...
Yeah,
you've got teeth in the hair.
He's like, I'm Don Draper. It's like, you're not Don Draper. You're not holding a drink or a cigarette. So, also, he didn't have a pocket square.
Oh, yeah.
And when I think Don Draper, I think silver or gray suit.
And pocket square.
Pocket square.
Yeah, fail if you don't have the pocket square.
Mm.
Have you ever tried to fold your own pocket square?
No.
Man, it's not easy to do.
Mm-mm.
It's got to be, because you can give it all kinds of, you know, different... different looks.
Yeah.
Like it can be kind of stuffed in there, or if you really
could do the squared one, the white squared one, or you could do the frilly, the frilly one out,
one.
The 3-point one.
That's the one that I've done.
Mm-hmm.
I mastered that one.
Oh, yeah.
Not really,
no,
but
you didn't.
I've tried it before. It's hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, what a weird day up here. Everybody's in costumes. You're here late.
Yep.
Crazy.
There's a lot of Halloweening to do.
There is a lot of Halloweening to do.
Yep.
I should probably go and get my teeth and my wig. For my costume on Saturday.
You should.
We're going to have like 22 people at my house tomorrow.
For what?
Halloween. For trick-or-treating. It's going to be all family and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, you have enough space for 22 people. You have like 22 guest rooms.
No, it's not that big. I don't have a hotel.
It's pretty big.
No.
You basically have the Vanderbilt Hotel.
Oh, okay. I'm going to go ahead and agree with you, but I'm going to disagree with you at the same time. So... I didn't get a chance yesterday to post the show from yesterday until this morning.
This has been a reoccurring trend.
It happens sometimes. Sometimes life gets busy around
mm-hmm.
here. But I posted it, and I looked at it a minute ago, and it had about 80-something listens. And I think that's because we were talking about Bill Murray. And everybody loves Bill Murray. And I know that Jenny, the girl we were talking about...
867-5309.
She...
Or Jenny...
Jenny.
Jenny.
I may not be a smart man, Jenny,
but I know what love is.
I ran, and I kept on running.
I named my boat the most beautiful name I could think of.
Jenny.
Jenny.
Here's my name. Lieutenant Dan.
Lieutenant. Where'd your legs go, Lieutenant Dan?
That movie's great.
It is a great movie.
It's a great movie.
Although I read a thing where Spike Lee said that Robert Zemeckis is a racist.
Why?
Because in Forrest Gump, Forrest Gump teaches Elvis rock and roll dancing.
Right.
And it takes it away from black people.
Okay.
And then in Back to the Future, Marty McFly invents rock and roll.
Gotcha.
It's your cousin, Marvin! Marvin Berry!
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, so instead
I don't think Zemeckis is a racist.
Yeah,
I think he just would like to... He likes to rewrite history a little bit.
Yeah.
Maybe in favor of the white man, but not a racist.
Definitely in favor of the white man.
Yeah, so anyway, Jenny reposted, so shout out to Jenny. Thanks for that. And I hope that we could at least contribute to your cause of getting Bill Murray to come officiate your wedding.
And I hope you enjoy the really clever comedy that we've been delivering about your name, i.e. 8675309, and now Forrest Gump humor.
Right.
Jenny.
Jenny.
So last night, Game 7 World Series. Man!
I am so bummed, Gardner.
That guy, he should go into the Hall of Fame right now.
Today.
You can't outdo what he's done.
Like,
nobody can do that. Nobody can win three World Series and come in and relieve, five innings last night? And then accidentally get placed for the win, even though you didn't get the win in the game. They changed it. But the scorekeepers are like, this guy's so badass, even though he didn't officially earn the win, I'm going to give him the win.
Yeah.
That's a win.
He dominated.
I think they said that his ERA, if he never goes back to the World Series ever again, his World Series ERA is .025.
Woo!
Dude!
Woo!
That is...
That's like when Mariano Rivera was in his prime.
Yeah.
Like,
you have to put him at least in Youngstown right now.
Mm.
Isn't that where it is?
Cooperstown.
Cooperstown. Oh, Youngstown. That was a band. Like, that was a boy band, wasn't it?
Youngstown?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I think Youngstown was a... There's a band, too.
Youngstown. What song did Youngstown do?
I don't know. All right, hold on.
I don't have my... This is, like, not even my full costume.
It doesn't matter. You're just Bloody Jenna.
Bloody Jenna? What?
I need the pugnato.
No, this is what we get.
This is what walked past
Ready,
us.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Bloop. Perfect.
Yeah. Pug or no pug, this is what we get as you walk by.
I mean, the balloons at least.
Yeah. Yeah, so there was a boy band.
Named Youngstown?
Named Youngtown or Youngstown, something like that.
I had a friend named Bradley Young.
Let's see.
He was one of three brothers, the Young brothers, and man, did they raise heck.
Here's a
picture. Inspector Gadget?
Band was called Youngstown. Song is called I'll Be Your Everything. It's from
Inspector Gadget with Matthew Broderick.
Yeah. Does this just scream 90s?
Yes.
Late 90s?
Late 90s, early 2000s right here. What happened to Matthew Broderick? Apparently he killed a guy.
Never heard that story.
Google Matthew Broderick killed a guy.
I think he's still around.
He's not doing much. He did that commercial where he was like Ferris Bueller again.
Right.
Matthew Broderick killed a guy.
Matthew Broderick, cable guy, 21 celebrities who have killed someone.
Matthew Broderick.
Whoa. John Wilkes Booth.
Well, he was an actor.
Yeah.
Matthew Broderick on
August 5th, 1987. Actor Matthew Broderick was driving on a country road in Enniskillen, Northern Ireland, with then-girlfriend and Ferris Bueller's Day Off co-star Jennifer Grey, when his car veered into the wrong lane, colliding with an oncoming vehicle. The two passengers of the other car, 30-year-old Anna Gallagher and her 63-year-old mother, Margaret Doherty, were killed instantly. I had no idea.
I was wrong in saying killed a guy, but he did kill people.
He spent a month in the hospital. He suffered memory loss. He couldn't explain what happened. He wasn't drunk at the time of the accident. He was, and he was charged with causing death by dangerous driving, although he was eventually convicted only of the careless driving, escaping with a $175 fine. Initially upset at the ruling, the victims' families have since come to terms with it and met with Broderick in 2003 and gained a sense of closure.
Is this Justin Case?
Hey, guys.
Oh, my
hey.
God.
Hey, Justin.
It's Justin Case. Hey, wait. Come here. We need a picture of you.
Okay.
What are you eating there, Justin?
Oh, just a chicken.
This is art actually imitating life, right? Yeah, is that what this would be called?
This is...
You know, I couldn't pass up the opportunity.
You had to reprise your role as Justin Case. Here we go. 3, 2, and 1.
In case you're wondering, T-Money here. Google Justin Case. And then Safe Auto.
Look up Safe Auto, Justin Case.
And you got
and
him.
And he's right there. He still has the badge from the commercial shoot.
He did lose his hair, so he has gotten the hair piece since
then. He had
then.
To go get a wig that matches the actual hair you had in the commercials. Okay, and now we've got Jose, first time, long time, stepping on in here.
First time, no time. He still hasn't listened to the show. He is a...
Hello, gentlemen.
Is that your voice for this character?
That's my gritty voice for this guy.
So what are you?
When I'm around my wife, I'm a fireman. But when I'm not, I'm dressed as a stripper. What? You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Look, Al's dressed like a penis.
Hey, it's Dr. Penis.
No. See, that's what I said too.
No.
Oh, he's a Al, what are you dressed as? What is this?
I'm the dirty doctor. Want me to open my smock?
You as a doctor might be the scariest thing I've ever
seen. What size is your smock?
Wow. It's a medium.
He's got the trade beard special. The medium sized smock.
It's going on.
It's Halloween.
All right, thank
so,
you.
So, well, you're looking good.
What's Greggles dressed up as? The clean Freddy Krueger or what?
I'm Freddy Krueger being burnt alive.
Yeah. You're not down in your boiler room yet.
No, not yet, but I will
be. Get your glove with knives.
Oh, my God, Jenna, that's a great costume.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
What?
Too soon.
Oh,
too
awesome.
Soon. Run, Max. Free.
Yeah. Yeah, so what an insane day.
It's a cluster.
You know what that means? It means that tomorrow is going to be so lame. Everybody's going to vacate from here at 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be so boring, and I'm going to have to sit here and make phone calls to affiliates and renew the show and do all that fun stuff.
Yeah, well, congrats. That's the life you chose.
Well, that's exciting. Weird about Matthew Broderick, to bring it back to that.
Yeah. Well, I think we've had enough show for one day.
Yeah, well, maybe we have. I didn't think that we were going to have a show today because I figured at 2 o'clock you would have been gone by now.
Well, it just happened, so I'm done. I need to go home and sleep.
What have you been working on?
A bunch of Halloweener stuff for tomorrow.
So anyway, Game 7 World Series.
That was fun, but I didn't want the damn Giants to win.
Nobody wants them to win. I think I went and break my heart. Bottom of the ninth.
The city, Kansas
Alex
City.
Alex Gordon hits a triple. Yeah. Or a
San
single.
Francisco doesn't need another championship. Kansas City needs a championship.
They needed it bad.
They needed it.
Man, they lost 3-2 at home. Alex Gordon with the single turned triple.
Oh. And the former Rays manager, Joe Maddon, now the coach of
Chicago Cubs.
Chicago Cubbies.
Crazy.
Yeah.
All right. That's going to do it for us. We may do a show tomorrow. I'm not real sure. If we do, great. If we don't, have a great Halloween. And we'll see you when we see you. boom out.
Join us next time on the Greg and Greg Show. Things will probably be just as weird.